Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Having trouble hearing? You are far from alone. A new study says 17% of U.S. adults have noise-induced hearing loss. A research team has now tied that loss to an excess of a form of zinc in the inner ear. So could that mean treatment in the future? Newsline spoke with Northwell's Dr. Andrea Vambutas. First of all, when we're talking about noise-induced hearing loss, what exactly are we talking about? What are some of the causes?
So prolonged exposure to noise, 85 decibels or greater for a prolonged period of time, puts some people at risk for developing hearing loss, especially in the higher frequencies where we hear consonant sounds and help us distinguish words like cat and hat and sat. And so the risk factors are published to be anywhere from 6 to 24% of people have noise-induced hearing loss.
Is it from going to concerts? Is it from, let's just say wearing headphones at work? Or what are some of the causes? Yeah.
All of what you just brought up absolutely can cause it for sustained hearing loss, whether it's the headphones at maximum volume, loud concerts, occupational noise exposure, but any loud noise. And the longer that you're exposed, the higher the risk.
Okay. So let's talk about this. This research team at Pitt, I believe, tying that hearing loss to an excess form of zinc inside your ear, without getting too in the weeds scientifically, if this is related to the loss of zinc, is there a way to replace the zinc?
So it's, well, what they're suggesting in this research is that using a chelator, something that binds excess zinc, would actually help improve. And this study was done in mice, so I think we're far from a human correlate for this. But it would bind excessive zinc. And the interesting thing is zinc deficiency has been associated with both hearing loss and tinnitus, the noise that some people perceive in their ears. And so it suggests that zinc binding may have some true role. But what that is at this point, I think, is too premature to say.
Too soon to say. But is it to say, doctor, that they are trying to develop some zinc treatments? I'm reading about this, that I guess the hope one day, who knows when, would be maybe a pill or something that could even help us prevent hearing loss?
Absolutely. Well, what it would suggest is that zinc is a key critical mineral associated with hearing, whether it's too much or too little, because studies have also shown too little zinc induces hearing loss and tinnitus. And so I think it has a critical role in some of the proteins that regulate zinc metabolism will be the keys to this and figure out who genetically may either have too much or too little. But it's not clear that it's just going to be either side of the coin.
Right. But for now, for people who are suffering from hearing loss or tinnitus, their doctors would not be prescribing any sort of zinc supplements or anything like that until they do further research on this?
Correct. Neither a zinc supplement nor something to bind excessive zinc, because quite frankly, it's unknown in patients with noise-induced hearing loss, which side of this. There have been clinical trials where people have gotten excessive amounts of zinc and have shown some benefit in some studies, and others didn't correlate to that. So I would say the jury's still out.
And so for now, then, any hearing loss is essentially irrevocable?
So that's correct. So the best thing that you can do is protect your ears, because if you can protect your ears from excessive excessive noise, that is the single best way to preserve your hearing. And in fact, you can, you know, if you're in a loud environment, there are free sound meters that you can download. One is from NIOSH and they're free on the App Store. And so you can identify if you're in an environment that has too much noise for too long and to protect your ears in those environments.
All right, Doctor, we thank you so much. Northwell's Dr. Andrea Vambutas, we appreciate it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.